Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may not be aware of it, but this is this year is the year when Ash Wednesday falls almost as late as it can be, and so we get these texts on which we must preach. We only get about once every 10 years. And this is one of those texts that we don't get that often. And it's a difficult text. Jesus takes what is already a difficult set of laws and makes them even more difficult. He says, you've heard it said in ancient times, you shall not murder. And we're thinking this Jesus, this nice Jesus, is going to make this easier on us, right? Because he's the Son of God, the God of grace. You have heard it said in ancient times, you shall not murder, and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you, if you are angry with your brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you'll be liable to the council. And if you say, you fool, you're going to go to hell. Thanks, Jesus. Thanks for making that easy on us. This is a tough text in which the core of the law is expanded beyond what we might expect. More is expected of us even than the letter of the law. That's why they only put this text in the lectionary every once in a while. It's a hard word. And what makes it so hard, especially in our culture these days? Well, one thing might be that we have become accustomed to being able to do whatever we like, whenever we like. Now, a symbol of that, and this may be lost on anyone under the age of about 25, I'll start with this. There's an app for that. Do you know what I mean? If you don't know what I mean, you might as well leave because you're not going to get the rest of the sermon. All right? There's an app for that, and there is an app for that. There's a wonderful application called Pandora. Yes, all the kids are going, I love that! What does Pandora do? Well, Pandora, it monitors your preferences for music. It's an online deal. And you say, well, you know, I really like Tchaikovsky, but Shostakovich not so much. Or I really enjoy the work of Neil Diamond. Who? And what it does is over time it learns what you like so that when you click on the Pandora button and you put your earphones on, it only plays what you like. Sounds wonderful on its surface. But do you remember the olden days, in ancient times it was said to you? You turned on the radio and you listened to whatever they were playing, right? You just listened to the radio. And there were commercials. And then they would play, you know, stuff you really didn't like, Pat Boone, things like that. Oh, sorry for you Pat Boone fans, right? And you had to wait through Pat Boone and all of the other stuff that you didn't like until you got to something that you went, I love that song. And then you would run over to the radio and you'd turn it up and you'd rock out. Crocodile Rock, Elton John, good stuff. You had to wade through the whole of it to get to what fed you. But now we have Pandora. And anything else. I mean, it's just a symbol of all the other ways in which we can customize our lives to only get what we want. The problem with that is that it's sort of antithetical to real life. I mean, in a way, when Jesus is calling out the laws, Jesus reminds us that we don't get to just pick and choose that which we will obey. You've heard it said. You've heard it said, thou shalt not steal. But, you know, old Luther will take that even further and say, not only should you not steal, but you should help your neighbor keep what is your neighbor's. Well, I'm not going to steal, but I'll just take that discount I don't quite deserve. All the little ways in which we throw away the law for the sake of ourselves, well, because it's good for me. What's wonderful about the law, as Jesus understands the law, is that it is God's will for us. That's what's so cool about what Jesus and Paul are proposing. It isn't, in the end, all about you and your preferences and what you want. Because you're being called out into the world for the sake of the world and for each other. And you know what? Sometimes you won't like the menu. Sometimes you won't get to choose. It's not a choice of I'm going to only follow the gospel or I'm only going to follow the law. What Jesus is trying to get to in this text is that through the law, we come to understand and live the gospel more deeply and more profoundly. It's no accident that Luther didn't throw out the Old Testament. It's no accident that at least within our community, we hold both the law and the gospel in dialectic, in tension with one another. Putting the three uses of the law aside, because it's not that important, although Tricia wanted to see it early this morning. One of the uses of the law is that it drives us always to Christ to be engaged in love. Because at the core of the law is not what you can and cannot do, what you must and must not do. At the core of the law is God's love. So that in Deuteronomy, God will say to the people, I set before you life and prosperity and death. That's set before you. And God doesn't just say, choose this or this. If you choose this, it's all going to go well. I mean, that's in there. But if you choose death, then you will not live long in the land that I will give you. God doesn't just finish with that and leave it up to you to decide. But in the middle of the text, in a strong hortatory tense, God says, choose life. That's what I want for you, God says. Not death. I want life and prosperity for you. It's what I've poured out the world for you in order for you to accomplish. It's what I've given you in the prophets. It's what I've given you in the law. Not that it should kill you, but that in it you would find life. That's the message we need to continue to hear. Life isn't really a kind of Pandora application where we just choose from the menu of things that suit us. It's a much more elemental choice. It's life or death. And what God wants for us is life. This difficult text calls into question so many things that make us nervous. Relationships with our brothers and sisters. You know, that ought to make you nervous about going to communion, right? I'm still mad at my brother. those of us who've been dealing with divorce or difficulties in our relationships, you could hear this text and go, I'm done. Those of you who ever stole a packet of gum as a child, we'll be having a hand-chopping service later. But that's not the issue. This same Jesus who from the mountain preaches this text will go to the cross, not so that you can be good and moral, but so that you can be loved and love. That is the gospel of our Lord. And so this day God sets before us life and death, prosperity and ruin, and bids us choose life. Amen.